Hi, this is Sarah Shore, and you're listening to the award-winning Raven and Blues with Dave Raven.
Bottom, I'm gonna cross the state line. Yeah, what a great way to start, bringing noise to a very quiet location. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues, coming to you from the middle of Devon in the southwest of England, in a little sleepy, I suppose it's a village really, called Kilmington. I'm about a mile and a half outside the village, in what was a very quiet location in terms of, it's like a sort of a converted farm into accommodations and things. And it was lovely and quiet this morning, but as I sit and talk to you, you can also hear vehicles going past, and all of a sudden it's gone kind of busy. Anyway, never mind, there'll be some background noise along the way, but that's Giles Robson, together with the Dirty Aces, opening up the programme for this week with a track from his brand new album called For Those Who Need the Blues, which has just been released, and it's called Bound for the Border. We're staying with Harmonica, another new album coming out in about a month's time. It's called Pay Some Attention. Comes from Pete Harris and John Vaughan. Here is a track from them called They Call Me Lazy.
Goodness knows I'm only tired. They call me lazy, but goodness knows I'm only tired. Got no time for working. All I ever do is cry. The way my baby treat me, Lord, it's a low down dirty shame. The way my baby treat me, it's a low down dirty shame. Up early in the morning, just about the break of day. Early in the morning, just about the break of day. My baby went away. They call me lazy, but goodness knows I'm only tired. Goodness knows I'm only tired. Tired of worrying about my baby with these tears all in my eyes.
Yay, there's an album which is coming out in about a month's time. It's called Pay Some Attention. It features Pete Harris and John Vaughan together, and there you heard a track called They Call Me Lazy. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues. It seemed to be when I was putting the show together about half an hour ago. I didn't do it the day before like I generally do, because yesterday I was driving down to Devon, and today we've got a drive into Cornwall, so the show is kind of coming in between drives, so to speak. So when I was doing the show, putting the show together this morning, it suddenly occurred to me it was becoming very harmonica heavy, so we'll change that all together now and move to an album from Mark Harrison, which I love to bits, and it's also, the nice thing is, it's getting loads of play by all the other DJs and getting some very good reviews as well in the music press, so that's good news for Mark. The album is Turpentine. Here he is with Black Dog Moan.
Bits of her I can stand, the rest I can take or leave, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same by me. There's no gold in the mine, but the dust is fine. If there's no good liquor, drink turpentine. Let there don't say good things about me. It all started out okay, but then it was downhill all the way. Oh, there's no gold in the mine, but the dust is fine. If there's no good liquor, drink turpentine. Let that black dog. Business anymore, and there's someone with my name out there doing stuff. What is his game? There's no gold in the mine, but the dust is fine. If there's no good liquor, drink turpentine. Let that black dog moan.
If there's no good liquor, drink turpentine. That could be the track which gave the album its title. The album is called Turpentine, and there's Mark Harrison with Black Dog Moan. One of the things I do is to collate the charts once a month for the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association. 20-odd DJs all supply all their playlists, and I join them all together to make a top 40 of the albums played that month. It sounds dead easy, and some months it's not too bad. But the trouble is, of course, many DJs hand-type all the data, and occasionally get things wrong, human nature being what it is. This next particular track comes from an album which caused the most difficulties for me this month. I made such a screw-up job of it. Because it's Philip Frankhauser and Margie Evans. Nothing wrong with that. The number of DJs who called him Frankhauser, which is not good. Quite a few call him Philip Frankenhauser, obviously shades of the Rocky Horror Show. And then the album is called Unplugged, Live at the Mühle Hunziken. Müller has got a U with an umlaut on top of it. And of course, every different spelling means the database, which is all computerized, automatic, goes whoosh and sees everyone as a different one. And so it took quite a bit of collating. Nevertheless, having told you all of that, which is probably more than you need to know, here is a track from Unplugged Live at the Müller Hunziken. Philip Fankhauser, no E-N and no R, and Margie Evans, and Love Man Riding.
I fell in love this morning. But I'll mess around tonight. I fell in love this morning. But I'll fool around tonight. Nothing to be proud of. That's the way I live my life, all right. Now don't you try to chase me. Don't ever plan to chain me down. I'm a lonely love man, riding around from town to town. You don't have to blame me, hanging there and ride with me. Ain't no use to blame me, hang on tight and ride with me. I won't hide my personality, I don't know you, no apology. Now don't you try to chase me, don't ever plan to chain me down. I'm a lonely love man, riding around from town to town. I've been thinking about my ways. Ever since we met, love, I've been pondering every day. Don't you doubt my good intentions, I'll be back with you one day. Now don't you try to chase me, don't ever plan to chain me down. I'm a lonely love man, riding around from town to town. Now don't you try to chase me down, don't ever plan to chain me down. I'm a lonely, lonely love man, riding around from town to town.
That's a guy that caused me so much grief this week. Philip Fankhauser. Margie Evans. Hey! Recorded at the Müller Hunziken in Germany, and that's a track called Love Man Riding. That was, I think, number two, I've forgotten now, number two or number three in the album charts of the month of the IBBA. 27 DJs, 2,800 tracks counted. What was number one, I hear you say? This band, Rhythm Zoo.
Just by looking in your eyes, see the moon and stars above and pluck them from the sky. I can stop the fire of hell, turn embers down low, paint you a paradise, heaven's where you wanna go. Might get a little high, might feel pain, but we'll come to feel. Your sister will. Love hearts in London, give me peaches in Rome. I'll wear my high heels when we're talking on the phone. Might get a little high, might feel the pain, but we'll come to feel.
Stuff indeed. It's a fine album and it got lots of plays this month by the IBBA DJs. Number one in the album charts for July. The band are Rhythm Zoo. Then the album is called Sold for Love and they had a track called Steal Your Love. Here's an album which goes way, way back to about 1996, I think it was, when it came out on Roof Records. But I didn't get a copy of it back then. I only got a copy of it, I guess, in this last month or so, I suppose, when it was reissued in a way. It's one of my favourite artists, James Hunter, going the James Hunter 6, and this is a track called Believe What I Say. No, this is an album called Believe What I Say, and here's a track from him called Out of Sight.
Got your high heel sneakers on, and you're slipping. Out of sight. Will you do the things you do? The way you kiss me too. Will you do the things you do? The way you kiss me too. You're too much, baby. I said you're out of sight. The way you do the things you do, the way you kiss me too.
Isn't that fabulous? Channeling James Brown in so many ways, but nevertheless, the James Hunter Band from Believe What I Say, and a track called Out of Sight. If you go to the Raven and the Blues webpage, which is ravenblues.co.uk, or even just raven.dj, you will see all kinds of stuff, including a button saying donate. And every month, quite a few people actually do. Mr. Rogers in Connecticut, Bridport, Connecticut, donates every month, which is really, really kind of him. But somebody has just started doing something which I never thought about doing before, actually, and I've never thought about mentioning before. But rather than sort of think giving a large amount of money, Jan den Uden has done in Holland is now giving a small amount of dollars every month, which is kind of like a subscription in a way. And if you'd like to do that, it would help to keep the show going in a sense. But thank you to Jan den Uden, who's just started a monthly subscription, and also to Mr. Rogers, who once again made a donation this month. I try to write to all the people who donate almost immediately, but sometimes the things get lost and they don't always get letters straight away. But nevertheless, the old donations keep the program going and then and enable me to play tracks like this. Paul Lamb has a new album out called After Hours, the Country Blues Sessions, and here he is with Jamming with the Preacher.
Preaching the blues. 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 Thank you. Preaching the Blues.
Preaching the Blues. Paul Lamb.
Preaching the Blues.
The album is the Country Blues Sessions.
Preaching the Blues.
After Hours.
Preaching the Blues.
Isn't that good? That's called Jamming with a Preacher, and if you like that, you'll love the album. It's really rather fine, and again, it's just been released. It's the Raven and the Blues coming to you from the middle of a farm, not a working farm anymore, but a sort of a holiday luxury home type farm in the middle of Devon, with lots, a fair amount of background noise, which thankfully, every time I open the microphone, it goes quiet. Here's something brand new. It's the single taken from the forthcoming album, and the single itself isn't out yet either. It's from Salichi Sugiyama and the band, featuring Andy Fraser, the late Andy Fraser as well, and it's about to come out, as I say, on the album, which is going to be called Melting Away, I guess. I think it is, anyway. I may be wrong on that. Don't take my word for it, but the track is called Melting Away. There are two versions of it. It's a single, the full length, and the album version. Here is the single version.
Is melting away in the sun. Time to rise. Waited for this day of the summer. Now I stand in the dazzling daylight. I soak in the fullness of
strange. Salichi Sugiyama Band and a track from their forthcoming album, Melting Away, featuring the late Andy Fraser. It came this week as a single on a CD, and as I was copying it onto the computer, I thought, nah, don't like that, not particularly. And then as I was putting the show together about an hour or so ago, I listened to it again and thought, yeah, that's okay. It's different. It's got a sort of a free filter in it. You can hear the sounds of Free coming through it. Obviously, the influence of Andy Fraser. Then I play it to you now, and all of a sudden I'm back into phase one again, which is, no, I'm not quite sure about that. Nevertheless, hope you enjoyed it. If not, but it's, as I say, it's off the forthcoming album. Andy Fraser, the late Andy Fraser, Saichi Sugiyama Band, and Melting Away. Here's Amanda St. John, her album which has done so well for her over the last month or so, the album Grow. Here she is with something which sums up so much of my week this week. It's called You Blew It.
You seem to think you're misunderstood, baby, but deep down I just know you're no good. I'm too hard on you, but I just see through your lies. It's time that you took control of your life and stop blaming me for all your strife. Move along, boy, cause you had your chance and you blew.
Summing up my last 7 days, Amanda St. John off the album Grow, just been released about a month or so ago, and there you heard You Blew It. The Raven in the Blue is coming to you from, I was going to say leafy Devon, there's not many leaves around, but it's definitely very lush. Heading down to Cornwall for a wedding later on this weekend. At my age, you've got so few weddings, nearly all funerals. So I found the suit, but then immediately got the black tie and thought, no, I can't wear that, so I've got something different to wear, nevertheless. Let's go to an album which came out in the spring of this year, late spring of this year. Really fine, but then there was such a rush of new material coming out, it kind of got lost, at least it did in my estimation anyway. The Royal Southern Brotherhood, their album called The Royal Gospel, came out in the spring. Here's a track from that called Hooked on the Plastic.
We'll be right back. of your means. Flying high, it'll never end, it seems. No end to the stream of green from the little mechanical money machine.
Insert the plastic and now pop the cat. And then for the mall, you make a mad dance. Gonna be a hot time, gonna paint the town tonight. So you gotta be ready. Oh, said you gotta be right. Make you do things drastic. In a panic, your mind's in a foggy daze. Your feet's in the flow, biting your nails, trying to figure out how to stay out of jail. Pay attention, my friend, truth be told, everything that glitters ain't necessarily gold.
Making it rhyme all the time. Hooked on the plastic, trimming the light, fantastic. Good stuff indeed. The Royal Southern Brotherhood. The album is The Royal Gospel, being released about 2 or 3 months, and that is Hooked on the Plastic. Here's a couple of bands I've seen at the last couple of festivals. Let's go back to this one. First of all, I saw them at Upton on Severn Blues Festival in, I forget the name of the pub now, the Boathouse, I think it was, something to do beside the river anyway. The band Born Healer, their album came out in the spring of this year called Till the Dawn, and here they are with Leaving Trunk. Thank you. Lovely Helen Turner on vocals. The band are Born Healer, out of the ashes of the Bare Bones Boogie Band, and that's a track from their latest album, Till the Dawn. In fact, their first album under their name, the present band name, and their version of the old blues standard, Leaving Trunk. Let's stay with the pretty ladies fronting the band and move to a band I saw the week before, Upton on Severn, up at the Deerham Blues Festival up in Norfolk, and that was the wonderful Mojo Preachers. They were outside, kind of undercover, but it was outside the pub, and it was a lovely day, and they made great music. Here they are from their album from the spring of this year, Confessions, and Don't Bring Me Down.
Don't bring me down. Don't do it. Ooh, baby.
band of the Mojo Preachers. That is their latest album, Confessions and Don't Bring Me Down. And that brings The Raven and the Blues to an end for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Email address is, as always, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. The website also, pretty standard, ravenblues.co.uk. And the website, of course, is also raven.dj. Let's close with little Charlie Beatty and the Nightcats. Now, he has been fronting the band for many, many years, but has always had a sort of penchant, a leaning towards jazz and jazz funk. And so, basically, he kind of left the Nightcats for this one album. It's Little Charlie and the Organ Grinder Swing is the name of the band. The album is Shronky Tonk, and this is the title track. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time, and I hope you can do the same again in a week's time. Shronky Tonk, and from a field in Devon, bye-bye.